بر الوالدين. Be good to our parents and righteous to our parents. And this is an issue which is ibadah. This is worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and I advise man to be good to their parents. The mother, she carried you. Your mother was pregnant with you. Wahnan ala wahn, going through difficulty in the pregnancy. Wahnan ala wahn, she became weaker and weaker. And as we know, when the woman is pregnant, the bones become weak, lacking in calcium. Hair starts falling out. Water retention. And this shows the virtue of the mother. So Allah said, I advise you to be good to your parents. And then he mentioned the mother. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked of who best deserves the righteous behavior, ummuk, 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 thum, abuk. And then he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your mother, and then your mother, and then your mother, and then your father. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the mother three times. Because there are three things as relates to you, Ya Abdullah, my beloved young brother. Ya Amatullah, my beloved young sister. There are three things and periods that your mom alone has to deal with regarding your conception. And the first of those is the carrying of you, ummuk, being pregnant. And the second, ummuk, is labor when she gives birth to you. And the third, ummuk, is when she breastfeeds you. So that's why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as Ibn Battal rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, ummuk, 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 and then thum abuk. And then fourthly, your father. And that's when the father comes into action as it relates to the tarbiyah. Sharing responsibility with the mother in cultivating you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be good to our parents. This is ibadah. This is worship. And this is no doubt important, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connected it with tawheed, where he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa'budu Allaha wa la tushriku bihi shay'a wa bil walidayni ihsana. Worship Allah alone and do not associate partners with him, and be good to your parents. Be good to your parents. This is ibadah. So in our youth, we start by implementing this ibadah of being good to our parents.